This is Akashwani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Railways have decided to install CCTV cameras in all coaches to enhance passenger safety. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu reviewed the progress of CCTV camera installation in locomotives and coaches. Mr. Vaishnav has approved the installation of CCTV cameras in all 74,000 coaches and 15,000 locos. Each railway coach will be covered with four dome-type CCTV camera, and each locomotive will have six CCTV camera. To preserve the privacy of passengers, CCTV cameras will be installed in the common movement area near the doors. The minister emphasized on deploying the best-in-class equipment and urged the railway officials to ensure that high-quality footage should be available. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. He said the demand for BrahMos missiles has increased in foreign countries. The Defence Minister was speaking after unveiling the statue of former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrabhanu Gupta at the National PG College in Lucknow today.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हुआ उसके बाद दुनिया के लगभग 14 देशों ने भारत से ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मांग की है ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल अब लखनऊ से भी एक्सपोर्ट की जाएगी यह फैसिलिटी रक्षा क्षेत्र में हमारी आत्मनिर्भरता है उसको मजबूती देगी और साथ ही इससे रोजगार का भी सृजन होगा और मेरा प्रयास यही है कि यहां और इंडस्ट्रीज भी आएं ताकि लखनऊ के साथ-साथ प्रदेश का भी तेजी से विकास हो
द सेंटर हैज डायरेक्टेड स्टेट्स एंड यूनियन टेरिटरीज टू टेक इमीडिएट एंड स्ट्रिक्ट एक्शन against the issue of counterfeit and substandard fertilizers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the chief ministers of all states in Union Territories. This letter has been issued with the objective of curbing the sale of fake fertilizers, black marketing of subsidized fertilizers, and illegal activities such as forced tagging across the country. In Odisha, a girl student of Fakir Mohan Autonomous College in Balasore district set herself on fire inside the campus, alleging sexual harassment by an assistant professor. The girl has been shifted to AIIMS in Bhubaneswar and her condition is said to be very critical as she has sustained more than 90% burn injuries. Another male student of the college who attempted to save her also suffered serious injuries. The police have arrested the accused assistant professor. The gross direct tax collections in the country have witnessed a 274% growth over the last 10 years. Finance Ministry sources said that between 2013-14 and 2024-25, the refunds issued by the tax department have increased by 474% and the taxpayer base has grown by 133%. The average time of issuing tax refunds has decreased from 93 days in 2013 to just 17 days in 2024. Foreign portfolio investors, FPIs, were the net investors in the Indian equities market in the week ending July 11th. With this, the July inflows reached 3,839 crore rupees. This added to the buying momentum witnessed in April, May and June. The positive momentum seen in foreign investment in Indian equity markets has helped India outperform global peers in recent weeks, even as global markets remained jittery amid uncertainty related to U.S. tariffs. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 17 Amarnath Yatris sustained injuries after three buses collided with each other along the Srinagar-Jammu National Highway near Thachlu area in South Kashmir's Kulgam district today. All the injured are residents of Madhya Pradesh and were on way to Baltal base camp in central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. In cricket, England were 98 for 4 at lunch in their second innings against India in the third test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. Earlier, the hosts resumed their innings on day 4 at the overnight score of 2 for no loss. India were bundled out for 387 in their first innings, equaling England's first innings total of 387. In Wimbledon tennis tournament, world number 1 Jannik Sinner of Italy will face defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain in men's singles final at the All England Club this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.